Blog Talk Radio.
Drumroll, please. And now, the main event of the morning, a sunshine punch to the day, the Jitter Java, your go-go beans, the old AM, how you do, it's your special wakey juice, that electric elixir! Your morning McCafe. Right now, get any size for a buck. Yep, that's freshly brewed coffee made with 100% Arabica beans for just a dollar off the $1-2-3 dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. I guess all of those of you who are so used to hearing this for years are like going, okay. But that, you know, but many of us that are getting older appreciate it, you know, and life is such a gift, such a blessing. So I always say thank you, so grateful. And time is a flying by. We've got elections coming up again and so much going on. Our social networking just blows me away what we do these days. And it sometimes gets very inundating because it's just coming at us from all different places. So I really love to be able to do this show every week and just enjoy. And, you know, we get used to things, and I think there's a comfort in getting used to things. And I love this being very organic. You get to hear it just as it is. We could bleep and do this and do this. And, you know, one thing that's changed a lot, I think, is in the old days, everything had to be perfect, and now people are appreciating that, you know, just roll with it. It doesn't have to be perfect, although certain things have to be in place. So we today are going to be talking about, and you know how we mix it up, people are listening. For those of you who aren't listening, this is Realty Universal Radio. I'm Natalie Mullinex. We have a wonderful guest, Steve Sless, that's coming on in a moment, and we hope you get something out of this. Everybody always does. We do run a full hour, and but the beautiful thing about being able to download this is you can listen at your own convenience and listen to part of it. You get busy, fast forward, and listen to the rest later. So, us baby boomers, the world's changing, and now we're finding so many communities opening up to have independent living and all the way up to hospice care if needed at the end. Aging in place is becoming really, really common. A lot of people really do not want to leave their homes. They don't want to, you know, leave what's familiar. And the older we get really much more used to what's familiar. And I think as humans in general, we're creatures of habit, right? And aging in place is becoming huge, and you see companies now that they send in people to help with, you know, even if you're not ill or really need total help, everybody needs some help as we get older at any age. And so aging in place is so common, and the reverse mortgages allows you to do this. Years ago, they were very different than they are today, and Steve is going to fill us in on how they're so much better, and they're becoming, you know, a real way of choice to do. So many people have a lot of equity in their homes, but maybe through the stock market crashes and changes and just investing differently and things happen, they don't have a lot of cash. So reverse mortgages work really well and even have a way to give you cash. So Steve comes on regularly. He's keeps us up to date, and I'm so thrilled to be able to access what he's doing. He has years of knowledge and cares, and he's detailed. And so when he gives us information, it's correct information. He's also a proud father, husband, speaker, and business leader. He's been an industry veteran spending the past decade, actually more than a decade, focused on growing multiple national reverse mortgage platforms. In June, Stephen joined U.S. Mortgage Corporation as their national reverse mortgage director to advance the growth of their HECM division. We'll see what HECM is in a minute, or hear what HECM is. He's passionate about living a life of purpose by affecting change in the lives of people. He has long been committed to his personal and professional growth and to inspiring others on a similar journey. Isn't that what it's all about, really? We need to serve people, to inspire people, to help them grow and be happy. And staying an agent in place, I think, does that for a lot of people as well. Stephen has built a reputation as a skilled communicator and industry leader through his speaking engagements and in the national media. His passion, experience, expertise, and dynamic personality electrifies audiences and inspires people to act. He is a master at making complex concepts simple and easy to understand. That's what I love. It's to be an expert and then to still present it in Reader's Digest in layman's terms so everybody understands and doesn't feel intimidated. Sometimes nowadays we get so much information, it's hard to decipher. Is it real? Is it not real? And we all love the search engines, but it's important to know that it's real. His presentations are tantalizing, powerful, and unmatched in their ability to have an immediate impact. He is actually going to be speaking at the, let him tell you about this in a little bit, he's going to be speaking at the National Reverse Mortgage Convention. We'll find out exactly how that works in a little bit and where it is. Stephen, his wife, and daughter are excited to welcome their newest addition to their growing family this December. Yay. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Stephen Sless. Hey there.
Hey there, Natalie. Great to be back. Great to be with you again.
I thank you. It's so wonderful to have you on and keep us up to date on this. And congratulations on your baby in December, huh?
Thank you. Very exciting. Only 6 weeks away at this point. So
wow.
Getting ready. We still. It's so funny for the second baby. You know, with the first baby, we did so much prep, and we had the baby room ready, you know, months in advance, and we had changing tables and furniture, and for the second time around, it's like, yeah, we're 6 weeks away. Boy, we really need to start prepping, don't we?
You know, it's like riding a bicycle, right? You get used to it, and you get used to it, and then it's easier, isn't it? Seems like the first time we do something, you know? The first time we do something, then it takes a while, and then practice. Do you know if you're having a boy or girl?
We do not this time. We are going all the way to the end. We're going the surprise route with a daughter who's two.
I think that's great.
With my daughter who's two now, we did a gender reveal party about a month out, and it was exciting, but, you know, we decided.
Gender reveal parties. I didn't know that anything about them. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a box. We got an envelope from a doctor saying boy or girl. We gave the envelope to a balloon place who put either pink or blue balloons in a box. And at the party, we opened the box and pink balloons flew out, and that's how we knew we were having a little girl.
Wow, I love it.
Nobody knew until that moment, but you know,
you didn't know
as exciting as that was. No, we didn't know. We had no idea until a month out. But as exciting as that was, you know, my wife and I decided that, you know, the second time around, we just want to be surprised. We don't want to find out. So I guess we'll discover boy or girl in about 6 weeks, give or take a little bit.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. My birthday's in December, so you'll have to let me know. What's your due date?
December 3rd.
Oh, how cool. What a great holiday, great present.
Mm. Absolutely. We are looking forward to it.
Wow. So, yeah, tell us that the agent in place is becoming so much more common, you know, and peaceful for people, I believe. So tell us, you have been around the reverse mortgages for a long, long time. And in the old days, people, like, and then when I say old days, like the 90s or whatever, you know, they would say, oh, don't get a reverse mortgage because of the negative amortization, and it goes really high, and da-da-da-da. But that, it's so different nowadays. So tell us what it is and how it works, and let's roll with it for the next hour because there's a lot to dig in.
And I think you made some good points. And so over the years, the reverse mortgage product has really transitioned into a holistic retirement planning approach. You know, for most seniors, home equity represents about 75% of their overall net worth. And as they grow older and they're aging in place, you know, using that home equity strategically for tax-saving purposes and also to minimize distributions on your other assets to allow those other assets to grow, you know, utilizing home equity really does have its place in an overall retirement plan. And so what we do is we take a very different approach. We take an educational approach. We want to first identify what are you doing now for retirement? Is it working? Do you have enough money to last your entire life? Or do you have the bulk of your net worth trapped between your four walls? You know, and if so, then we can come in and we can teach how to utilize that net worth, how to convert that equity that's trapped in your home into tangible cash flow to be able to utilize and incorporate into your retirement plan. And the first question that I always ask is, you know, what are you doing now? Because I think a lot of the thinking around retirement needs to shift, you know, especially for people that are facing retirement, not necessarily in retirement yet. So you have all of these baby boomers. You have 10,000 people a day turning 65. You have a lot
that
of baby
many?
Boomers in America that are 10,000. Yeah, 10,000 people per day are turning 65 years old, most of whom, the bulk of their net worth is in their home equity. You know, they've purchased a home years ago. They've done a great job. They've paid down the home, and they've put themselves in a great position equity-wise, but that's where most of their net worth lies. You know, overall,
do you think it's because the stock market crashes or people just weren't able to save? I guess there's so many reasons that would love to be able to have compound interest incorporated into elementary schools, right? Because
there's so much that's happened. We're 10 years, almost 11 years out of the financial crisis from 2007 to 2009. I think that was probably the worst period. We're still recovering from that. And you have a lot of baby boomers who did lose a good portion of their net worth back then that still haven't recovered. But, you know, what we find most is just, you know, seniors and baby boomers that have lived their life, they've been able to save a little bit. Most of their wealth, though, is trapped between their home because they've really tried to pay this home down. The American dream has always been, you know, you buy a home, you pay down the mortgage, and when you retire, you're left with a free and clear home. And while that still is the American dream for many, you know, all the challenges that come along with retirement these days, it's not enough to just save. It's not enough to just invest. It needs to be a holistic approach to retirement where you look at all of the assets that you have available, and then you talk to a professional in regards to how do I maximize my assets? How do I maximize my tax savings? And there's tremendous tax benefits to utilizing the wealth in your home instead of pulling from your existing portfolio. And we can get into those a little bit later in the show. But I think overall, Natalie, the thinking just needs to shift when it comes to retirement. So you have
I think it gets there a lot faster than some people are thinking, though. You know, when you think about it, I mean, I can say that because I'm in my 50s. I'm going, how did I get into my 50s already? Like, what the heck? You know what I mean? Because people are living lives, and they're enjoying their lives, and maybe traveling and or vacation and eating out and things that we still need to live, right? People, you know, when somebody gets so frugal that they're not enjoying their lives, that could be hard, right? So I hear what you're saying about this mind shift change, right? It really does need to shift, and because there are ways to do it and make it go far that we don't even know half the time, right? Is what kind of. Yeah, I'm real big about the, you look at it and it just, sometimes people wake up and go, how did I get here, and that's probably, from what you're saying, happening more often than not.
Well, I think what happens, too, is for years and years, you know, you've been saving and you've been accumulating and hopefully compounding interest and growing your assets, but not enough thought goes into later in life when it's time to take distributions. You know, it's one thing to save and it's one thing to accumulate assets. It's another thing to have a distribution strategy. And that's where most people drop the ball in retirement. You know, when I ask the question in my seminars that I give, you know, how much do you think you can safely pull out of your retirement per year without running out of money? And I get all these different answers. I get 5%, 10%. One person in a seminar told me I can take out 12% per year. I said, you know what, you probably can, but you're going to run out of money pretty quickly in retirement. And so what we do is we come in, we look at the overall portfolio, and we identify any gaps in that portfolio, and we teach the client how to use the wealth in the home to fill in those gaps, to make their money go further, to provide them with liquidity, accessibility, and flexibility as they grow older, and like you said in the beginning of the show, age in place within the comfort of their own home.
That's fantastic. Do you believe in annuities? I know we shouldn't get into that on this because some people are saying absolutely annuities. Some say absolutely not. I mean, so it's difficult to find the right financial advisor possibly that's going to really make it work. There's got to be a way to.
Yeah, you know, I believe in a holistic approach. So whatever makes sense for that particular individual, I think annuities have their place. You know, there's conflicting opinions on annuities. There's conflicting opinions on reverse mortgages, quite frankly. I think everything has its place depending on the client's goals. You know, if a client needs some sort of guaranteed income, I think an annuity is a strong option. It depends on what type of annuity, what the fees are, no different than a reverse mortgage. It depends on what the goals are, and then does it make sense for that particular individual's goals?
Right. That makes sense. Go ahead. So with so many people going in, and then you go over the distribution strategy, right?
Well, you know, I think the distribution strategy is where a lot of people drop the ball in retirement. They are only focused on saving, but they don't know how to take distributions or what type of distributions to take. And what we teach is, you know, if you use the wealth in your home, that wealth is tax-free money. So if you did a reverse mortgage and you know, we structured the reverse mortgage in a way where you can have instant access to funds if and when you need it through the wealth in your home, most of the time, it's more beneficial to draw the wealth from the home than it is from your existing portfolio. Because if you draw the wealth from your portfolio, every time you take a distribution, you're paying taxes on that money, unless it's post-tax money, which most people have pre-tax money in their retirement account, not post-tax money. And so every single time they take a distribution, they're paying taxes on the money. And then it's a double whammy because not only are they paying taxes on that money, they're also decreasing the funds in that retirement account, and that's preventing future growth. And so by incorporating the wealth in the home into the retirement plan and minimizing the distributions that they're taking from their existing assets, the overall result is making the money go further in retirement. You know, because the number one risk in retirement actually is longevity. You know, it's a moving target. Nobody knows how long they're going to live. And so the plan needs to be not how much money can I take, not how much money do I need for retirement. The plan needs to be what do I need to ensure that I can fund my entire longevity. And that needs to be something that's put in place early on. And if it's done correctly, the result is it can provide you with greater funds to be able to live out your retirement without the worry of running out of money.
Right. So tell us with a reverse mortgage, how old do you have to be? What's I mean, I know we're gonna, you know, ask questions for everybody listening. How old do you have to be? What's the how does it work?
Yeah, so at least one homeowner needs to be at least 62 years of age or older to qualify. You need roughly about 50% equity to qualify as well. And you need to meet, you know, minimum credit and income requirements. One of the great benefits of reverse mortgages over traditional mortgages is that there's no credit score requirement. There's also not the same income requirement levels. And so it's much easier to qualify for a reverse mortgage, especially for a baby boomer who potentially is on a fixed income. It would be very difficult to qualify for a traditional mortgage on a fixed income because reverse
Right.
mortgages are structured particularly for baby boomers and senior homeowners. It is much easier to qualify. And you know, you just need to meet the qualifications, 50% equity, 62 years of older, and you need to meet the minimum credit and income requirements.
So the credit income requirements, like if somebody has bad credit, do they not qualify? Or if they, I mean, like a regular mortgage, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's not credit score driven. So we look at the entire credit profile, and then we will make a determination whether or not you qualify. It's an FHA underwrite, so same guidelines
okay.
as a standard FHA loan. You know, we've helped people that have had 500 credit scores. Just because you might not have the best credit, it doesn't necessarily mean that you won't qualify for the loan. So what we do is we want to look at the entire picture. We want to look at what type of money you have coming in versus how much money you have going out. We want to look at a full credit profile and put all the pieces of the puzzle together to determine qualification.
Great. That's fantastic. So okay, and only one person has to be 62, right? So you can have somebody younger or whatever. And so if there's two people on title and one person's 50 and the other's 62, it has to be husband and wife, or can you do a reverse mortgage if you have, say, a relative living with you? Or?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. So it's got to be husband and wife for one to be 62. Now, you can do a reverse mortgage if you're co-owners of the property, but if it's just one spouse being 62 years of age, then they do have to be a spouse. It's called a non-borrowing spouse, or NBS, as we call it in the industry. So it's a way to qualify only using the age of one borrower.
So what if you own a house, can you still rent out? Like, say you have a house and you want to do a reverse mortgage and you want to rent out a room or a couple rooms, can you have tenants?
Yeah, you can still do that. It needs to be your primary residence, and at least 75% of the residence needs to be owner-occupied.
Okay. So that's good to know that somebody can do that. But tell us, how does it work? Okay, so how does the negative amortization was the big word that we used to hear, that you don't want to do that. And with this, it's different, and the interest rates are low right now. So tell us give us a scenario of how this would work.
So the program offers flexibility to the senior homeowner that no other type of mortgage product does. And so once you've obtained a reverse mortgage, there's a flexible payment option. So you can choose to make a payment, you can choose to not make a payment. If you choose to make no payment, then the interest and principal is just deferred until the end of the loan. So that's all you're doing. I know it sounds...
Okay.
You know, negative amortization, it sounds like a big scary thing. It's really not. You're just deferring the principal and interest, and that principal and interest gets paid back when you leave the home permanently. And so if you pass away, the home is passed on to whoever it is you'd like to leave the home to. They then will make the determination whether they want to keep the home or sell the home. Most of the time, we find that the home is being passed on to older children who already have their own lives, they already have their own home, and so the decision is made to sell the house. So the reverse mortgage is paid off through the proceeds of the sale. If you have chosen to defer principal and interest, any amount of money that's owed on the reverse mortgage gets paid back through the proceeds of the sale. The additional equity goes to the heirs to keep as their inheritance. And so while you might be leaving less equity to your heirs or to your children or grandchildren, if structured properly, and if we have the opportunity to sit down and I can educate you properly early on, I can show you a way that your heirs will actually receive more money when you die. In And that's a misconception as it is right there. Most people think if you do a reverse mortgage, you're going to leave less to the kids. And it's actually the opposite if structured properly. I can show you
How would it be structured to do that versus?
So we would structure in a way where we don't take any money up front necessarily. We can do a reverse mortgage line of credit. You can only pull funds if and when you need them. Funds are available on demand, so if you need quick access to cash, it's there for you. But you can utilize that line of credit for things that you would otherwise utilize your assets for. So instead of pulling money from your existing portfolio, you pull money from the line of credit set up through the reverse mortgage. And the overall result is you're going to grow your other portfolio, your investment portfolio. You can grow that at a higher rate and compound that growth over time because you're minimizing your distributions. And so there needs to be strategy put in place to utilize the home wealth utilizing the existing portfolio.
Stephen, how does everybody reach you? Because I know you're the national director now for U.S. Mortgage Corporation, so you can help people in any state, right?
Absolutely. So we are in all 50 states throughout the country. The easiest way to reach me is through my website, and the website is www.morewithsleth.com, M-O-R-E-W-I-T-H, my last name, Sless, S-L-E-S-S.com. You can also shoot me an email, stephen.sless@usmortgage.com. On my website, there is a feature to schedule a call with me, ask a question. There's a live chat. If I can't respond right away, somebody within my department will. You always have your questions answered immediately, and then you can also schedule a time for us to have a chat either by phone or if you're local in the Mid-Atlantic area, we can schedule a time to meet in person.
That's fantastic. And everybody would know also to Realty Universal, you can go to realtyuniversal.com too as well and fill out information and we'll pass it to Steve as well. And I love morewithsless.com. When I first saw that, because I put it in, I thought it was morewithless.com and I thought that's cool, you know, because it's kind of, that's funny how it worked out, right? Because they,
a little play on words there.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so I have a question with something you just said. When you said that family can take the properties, families usually are going to be on their own and they're not going to want to keep the property. They're going to sell the property. I thought since it has to be owner occupancy, they almost have no choice but to sell, right? Because if they're taking it on later,
Once the last remaining homeowner leaves the home permanently, so either you're selling the home and moving or through death, once the last person that's on the reverse mortgage leaves the home, the home is then going to be passed on to the heirs. And if the heirs want to keep the home, they would obtain financing of their own to pay off the reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage comes due when the last remaining occupant leaves the home.
Okay, so say somebody's 70, and they get the reverse mortgage, but they're married to somebody who's 50. Okay, so and then the person who's 70 passes. Does the spouse that's 50 get to stay in the home, or do they have to leave because they're not 60?
The spouse does get to stay in the home. The spouse does get to stay in the home.
That's good. That's good. There's just so much to, because nowadays, though, you hear they have they have the help for people come in, and we've always had help, and you could have other people, but now they have the visiting angels and right at home, and even a situation set up where you can just have caregivers come in and out and make it easy without having to go to extremes. They've always had medical caregivers, but also now these so many businesses are sprouting up where it's just a little bit easier and less money, and that people are background checks are run and things like that. So it's just beautiful how I guess with so many baby boomers, it's phenomenal how this is all tying in together and keeps
Absolutely.
It comfortable. Yeah. So it's It's just, I love it. So FHA backs it, right? It's backed by FHA?
Correct. So all reverse mortgages are insured and governed by FHA and HUD. So HUD is actually the HUD creates the guidelines, the rules, the regulations. FHA insures all reverse mortgages.
Fantastic.
What so FHA also does is FHA makes these loans non-recourse, which means that, let's say you had a reverse mortgage and you maximized all the funds from the reverse mortgage. And if the housing market goes down like it did a decade ago, if you get to the position where you owe more on the reverse mortgage than what the value of the home is at the time that you leave the home, your heirs are not responsible for any difference. And so if you die owing $300,000 on the reverse mortgage and the home is only sold for $250,000, your children and grandchildren or heirs that you're going to leave the home to are not responsible for that additional $50,000.
That's great. It works out well. So tell us, you're going to be speaking this in the next, week or two. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So the National Reverse Mortgage Lender Association, NERMLA, the national conference is this coming weekend. It actually starts on Saturday. In sunny San Diego, so I'll be getting out of chilly Maryland, where it's gone from summer to winter almost overnight. We just bypassed
good
fall.
Good for you.
We had a couple days worth of fall, and then it's right into winter. But so I'm going out to speak at the conference, and I'm going to be talking about creating an individualized brand and identity. And I think that's one thing that I've done that's really positioned me well in this industry. And I think it's something that's overlooked.
I agree.
Not just in the mortgage industry, but in business in general, you know, creating your own brand. And I've been able to do that through my website, through, you know, social media has been a huge platform for me to be able to create my own identity and brand. And I'm going to be partnering with two other panelists. We have John Luddy, who's with Norcom Mortgage, and we have Darius Aram from Aramco Mortgage in California. And these two guys are total industry experts. I mean, the expertise is just amazing. And so I'm lucky to be partnering with the two of those to be able to provide some education and some knowledge to the entire industry of reverse mortgage professionals in the nice 80-degree sunny weather of San Diego.
You're just saying that because we're getting colder here, but no, I did. It is beautiful. That's going to be fun. You know, living on the islands for so many years, I'm not minding when I'm back and forth. I don't mind the cold as much because it's where I used to mind it a lot. But, yeah, that's perfect, San Diego, and have the convention. And, you know, the expertise is just huge because knowing this and how to cut to the chase and get down there and knowing that you're so reputable and your companies are so reputable means so much. It just seems like there's a lot of scams going on these days everywhere, and it's really nice to know, have the relationships, and you train and train the other people to have the relationships and show them how to do this the right way. I on the reverse mortgage, tell us about, because you've been on and keep us up to date, and I remember people can take money out if they want to. So let's give us an example. Say it's $300,000 property, or I'll let you run with what best example you'd use for them to be able to do the reverse, have money to take out if they do want to spend money to go travel and things, and they don't have money, they don't want to pull money out of stocks or do not have any savings. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, so first we need to determine how much money is going to be available. And so that's based on a formula by FHA, and the formula is a combination of the age of the youngest borrower, the appraised value of the home, and current interest rates. And so that's one thing to keep in mind, too. The higher interest rates go, and currently we are in a rising interest rate environment, the higher the interest rates, the less money one can qualify for. I would say roughly 50%, you know, and that's for probably a homeowner that's in their mid-70s. You probably qualify for a little bit less if you're in your young to mid-60s. So, you know, $100,000 home, you'd be able to access about $45,000 to $50,000 of the equity in that home, and you'd be able to turn that into funds to take and utilize through the reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And then you can receive your funds. You can receive your funds in a few different ways. And so the first way is a 10-year, and that's basically a lifetime income annuity from the wealth in your home. And so it's a check paid to you every month for the rest of your life. What we do, in essence, is we tell you how much you qualify for, and then we pay you a check of from that money until you're 100 years old. So until you're 100 years old, you're getting cash flow, guaranteed cash flow from the equity in your home each and every month. There's also
so
a term.
Do, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not right. Okay, and term. Okay. So if it, so you can
so
do it for 100.
Which
so say
is, which is
okay.
Money over a fixed period of time.
Fixed period. Okay.
And then there's also a lump sum option. You can take the money that you qualify for in a lump sum. And then there's a growing line of credit. And a reverse mortgage line of credit is very different than a traditional line of credit. So a reverse mortgage line of credit offers a guaranteed growth rate. And the reason for this growth rate is HUD and FHA want to incentivize you to not use all of your equity in one lump sum. They want this to be a retirement planning device to allow you to maintain cash flow throughout your entire retirement. And so they offer you a growth rate, and that growth rate is going to be 0.5% over the interest rate on the loan. And so if the interest rate's 5%, your growth rate on the line of credit is going to be 5.5%. And that's compounding growth. And so if you took out a $100,000 line of credit from a reverse mortgage at 62, you waited until you were 82 to utilize it. You know, maybe you're still working at 62. Maybe you don't really have a need necessarily for cash right now. You can park the money into a line of credit and grow and compound that growth in the line of credit. So when you're 82 and you have a need for money, you've had this line of credit that has been growing for the past 20 years that you can turn to and use in lieu of tapping into your other assets and depleting those assets.
What kind of... So just say it was growing. What would you? So it would be 5.5% compounded. Is that a compounded daily or I don't?
Compounded annually. And so you know, $100,000 in just 1 year is going to be $105,000, but that $105,000 is going to compound, and then it's going to compound so on and so forth. And so, you know, $100,000 reverse mortgage, putting that $100,000 into the line of credit and letting that sit for 15, 20 years, you're probably going to have, you know, $400,000 or so to utilize, if not a little bit more, when you're older, when you're on a fixed income, and when you really have a need for money later in life.
So just say 5,000 times 20, so it's another 100,000, so it'd be 200,000, but really it's going to be compounded, so that could be around 400, and then you could actually take monthly payments. Can you pick what kind of monthly payments you want to take, or is it pretty fixed in the agreement? Because they're using your money, right, to make money. So I'm just
so it depends.
Saying
if
this
you
as a layperson
so
would.
If you qualify, for $100,000 and you want to take it as a tenure, you want to turn that $100,000 into a lifetime check, then it's just simple division. We divide out how many months are left until you're 100 years old. And so that could be 100 months. That could be 200 months. We just do simple division. And we send you an equal check each and every month for the rest of your life or until you're 100 years old.
That's fantastic.
And you can also do, if you want to really get strategic, you can also do a combination. So let's say you have a need for some sort of immediate cash flow now. You turn on a 10-year and we can pay you a monthly check. You can also set up a line of credit. And so you're growing that line of credit over time. At the same time, you're receiving a check each month from the wealth in your home, and the net is still taking less money from your existing assets. That's the whole goal here, you know, utilizing the wealth in your home to receive funds tax efficiently without you having to sell the home to access the wealth in the home and having the ability to leave your other assets be and let them grow and let them compound. Those assets can still be passed on to your heirs later in life. If you utilize all the wealth in your home, okay, fine, but you're still going to leave your heirs a full retirement account that's been growing year over year over year that you've minimized the distributions.
I thought before so many shows back, so I'm probably mixing this together improperly. I thought on the credit line, if somebody we use the credit line, and we have a home equity, a reverse mortgage, and we use a credit line, that credit line doesn't pass to our heirs, I thought. But this is different because.
Right. No, the credit line doesn't pass to the heirs. What we're trying to do is we're trying to create an approach where you maximize the amount of money that you are living on in retirement, and at the same time you're maximizing the amount of money that's passed on to your heirs. And so it's just a distribution strategy.
But if you do the growth and you do the 5.5% and you take the 100,000 at 62, and by 82 it's say worth 400,000, assuming that mm-hmm. with the compound interest, that 400,000 would pass on to your heirs then.
No, the whatever money is in the line of credit is yours as long as you're living in the home and occupying the home. And so if you pass away, whatever money that you've taken out, that's how much money you owe, plus whatever interest has accumulated during the time that you've had the reverse mortgage. So
right.
If you just set up the line of credit but you never use it, it's almost like it was never there. Your heirs
would
sell
the home.
Okay,
so what about the growth thing? Right.
The growth is only homeowners that are living in the home.
So even if it goes up to 400,000, right? For example, that money cannot be passed on to heirs.
Correct.
So
the growth is meant to provide you with wealth to be able to pull from in lieu of utilizing your other assets and depleting those assets.
So say you do. I'm just gonna looking at because I'm kind of harping. Looking at. So say you do the 5.5% and it's 100,000 and some with the 5%. With compound interest at 62, at 82, it's up to 400,000. Can you say, okay, I want 100,000 of that now? Is there a limit on how much you
Absolutely.
Can take?
No, you can take it all. It's your money. It's your growth. You can utilize it however you see fit.
That's fantastic. Why do they have in that situation? Why do they have that doesn't pass to heirs? I get the credit line doesn't, because if you haven't taken the credit line, they're not going to give that credit to the heirs. I get that. But why wouldn't the money that was compounded, interest grown to 400,000 as an example, why wouldn't that pass to your family?
Well, because it's very possible that the line of credit can supersede the value of the home. And because these loans are non-recourse, the FHA would be kicking out way too much money to cover shortfalls. Because if you take a reverse mortgage at 62 and you put the money in a line of credit and you never touch that money, it's very likely that that line of credit could grow by such an amount that it's actually worth more than the entire value of the home. And as the homeowner living in the home, you would have 100% access to that money. You could take it if and when you see fit in whatever distribution you'd like to. But the reason it doesn't pass on to the heirs is because it could be worth more than the value of the home, and then FHA would
so
lose money because these are non-recourse loans.
So they figured out a way to make it such a win-win, but to protect them, but that somebody can actually use that money because it's in not annuities, but other, it's in other, it's making money. Oh, cool. Wow, amazing. That's pretty interesting.
Natalie, it's just education. Being educated not only about what a reverse mortgage is, but the strategies and the principles behind why utilizing the wealth in your home can create a more efficient retirement cash flow strategy.
That's fantastic. So that, what would you call that when if somebody said, okay, I want to do that. I want to take the line of credit, but I want to do the growth line of credit.
A reverse mortgage line of credit.
Okay. And people have to stay, in order to qualify for this, they have to be in their home at least 6 months a year or 12 months a year?
At least 6 months out of the year. So it does need to be the primary residence. Can't do it on second homes or investment properties.
So they could be snowbirds, though. They could stay at home and then travel other months, and they could go away for the
Absolutely.
Winter and come back. What about if they travel like every other month? Could they literally, as long as they're in their home at least 6 months of those 12 months, they qualify?
Yes, as long as the home is the primary residence occupied at least 6 months out of the year.
Cool. Well, you know me. I'm going to ask these questions, and I just want people to keep it simple on that. So we fly by just like we always fly by. We've got about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to stop asking my questions and let you roll with what else you think is so important to let everybody know. It's just to me. I love your products.
So I think an important thing to point out is the control that the reverse mortgage provides the homeowner. And so when I say control, I mean that you are in control as the homeowner of the funds that you're utilizing through the wealth in your home. And those funds can be turned on or off at your demand. Payments can be made anytime or not at all. And you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your estate and your legacy remain safe and secure because you're not leaving any less to your heirs than you were going to. You're actually, if you do this right, you're going to leave them more. One of the other features, Natalie, about the reverse mortgage is that you can actually utilize the reverse mortgage to buy a house as well. And
fantastic.
That is, you know, kind of the sleeping giant of the reverse mortgage industry right now. And, you know, because seniors, what I find is happening the most, and there's actually been a lot of articles about this recently, is baby boomers and seniors are having a very difficult time downsizing. You know, I'll use my parents as the perfect example. And so my parents bought their home in 1992. They bought it for $115,000. They could afford $115,000 in 1992. Today, you fast forward to 2018, almost 2019, their home is worth close to $400,000. They can never afford that home today. You know, you have the rising cost of home, the outrageous cost of homes these days. Seniors are really struggling to downsize. You know, and in many cases, they're in a home that doesn't make sense for them to grow older in, but they can't get out of it because where are they going to go? And so the ability to purchase a home utilizing a reverse mortgage is a pretty new concept. It came out in 2012, and it's drastically changed the way that baby boomers are looking at buying houses right now. And so I'll give you an example, because I think that's probably going to be the easiest way to understand it. If somebody has a $300,000 home currently, let's say they have a $100,000 mortgage. So when they sell that $300,000 home, they're going to pay off the $100,000 mortgage, and they're left with $200,000.
Right.
Well, they could take that $200,000 and look for a home worth $200,000 and buy that home for cash. That's what most baby boomers are doing right now. They're selling their current homes. Whatever they get from that, that's all the money that they have, and then they're going to pay cash for the home because they're older, they're on a fixed income, and they can't qualify for a traditional mortgage. What this product and this program allows them to do is it allows them to buy a new home with a reverse mortgage. So to qualify, you need to put about 50% down. So we come back to that same scenario. They walked away after paying off their $100,000 mortgage with $200,000 of net cash. Now they can go buy a $300,000 home. They can put down $150,000 in cash, still have $50,000 left over to put towards their retirement, and they have a reverse mortgage. They never have to make a monthly payment on that home as long as they live. And so think about what that does to their cash flow. Now they didn't use all the money that they thought they were going to have to use when they thought they were going to have to pay cash for the home. They just walked away with $50,000 in cash, and they don't have a mortgage payment going forward. So it's just as good as buying that home for cash.
That's fantastic. What if they only have Social Security, or like say they only get like $1,200 a month, for example, Social Security, just a smaller amount, and they don't have any other jobs? Would they still be? It still goes by income, or can they use some of the cash?
Income,
or
but it's not,
what if they have savings? Like what
same,
if they have savings and go, hey, I can pay? Huh?
Go ahead. What was the question?
No, I mean, like, say somebody has, say they have stocks and say they have savings or money's cash, and then they want to do it, but they don't have the income they're showing, or they've been self-employed and they're not going to be, they sold their business or something, and say they're going to be, you know, having a not minimal amount. Would they not qualify because they might, I mean, it's still going to go off of some type of income, not the same that we use in purchasing homes, right? Not the same ratios.
Correct. So it's not the same.
My answer, am I saying the question properly? I'm kind of talking at the same time.
It's just so we still have to qualify them based on income. What we look at is residual income, not necessarily a debt-to-income ratio. And so we need to make sure that once the bills are paid, there's still enough money left over to pay the taxes, the insurance, and then just the general upkeep of the home. That's what we need to look for. So it's a combination of qualifying based on a credit history, not a credit score, which is nice, and looking at the income to really just determine after all the money goes out every month, is there still enough money coming in to afford the taxes and the insurance and the upkeep of the house?
Fantastic. What about if people were in a, had short sales? How many years, or bankruptcies or whatever, how many years do they have to wait before they'd be able to do this?
So we look for a 24-month history of relatively good credit. Doesn't need to be perfect credit. You know, we've certainly helped people out of bankruptcy. The bankruptcy needs to be discharged. As far as a short sale, we've helped people out of short sale. It just depends on the overall credit profile. That's kind of the beauty about an FHA underwrite instead of a conventional underwrite, is there's leniencies that on an FHA underwrite that aren't available on a conventional type loan. And because, especially with a reverse mortgage, because it's a loan designed for seniors, you know, the underwriters and the guidelines are lenient for that senior clientele. We understand that a lot of seniors are on a fixed income. We understand that, you know, later in life it becomes more and more difficult to pay bills and keep up with, you know, just the upkeep on the home and the general cost of living. And so the underwrite process takes all of that into consideration.
That's fantastic. So is it? But is it a little bit like the old days? Like in the I've been so long. It's like I say, why are you talking about the old days? Well, like in the 90s, before they did the credit scoring, and I know you said this isn't really credit score driven. Before they did credit scoring, an underwriter could literally look at the situation and say, okay, this credit stuff was not this person's problem. I believe they really are responsible, and they could still get the loan. It's funny. You're in Pikesville. I sold a house to. Ed, in the 80s, and he had literally been jumped and stabbed a bunch of times. Literally, and he had unbelievable amounts of hospital bills, and finally he was able to buy a house in the late 80s because back then they would look at the situation. You know, he had the income, et cetera, and once he got healthier, it took him a while to get back on his feet, and he was able to get a loan. Now, in today's day and age, they wouldn't even be looking at that in the regular, you know, residential world of real estate. They would look at the scores, et cetera, and he probably wouldn't be able to get a loan for a period of time. So is it kind of like that? They have a little bit more leeway than?
Yeah, so an FHA underwrite is exactly what you just described. You know, it's a common sense underwrite. It's does this person qualify, number one? Have they proven over the past 24 months that, you know, they're responsible enough to pay the taxes and the insurance on the home? If not, what circumstances have led to some of the difficulties? And if we can document what those circumstances are, a lot of times with seniors, it's medical, you know, and so we're not going to hold somebody, we're not going to not qualify somebody because they've had some medical difficulties. What we do is we ask for proof. Can you provide us with medical bills? You know, if you had difficulty paying your bills in January, can you show us medical bills from January, and can we document that? And that would be sufficient enough if we have the right proof to go to the underwriter and say, look, this was a circumstance out of the control of our borrower. Here's what happened. We documented it, and we could get around that circumstance at that point.
Perfect. No, it's just because there's so many, I hear so much being in the industry I'm in with, you know, we run into so many people that have so many situations happening that really are out of their hands. Okay, so another question is, say somebody is 65, they want to do a reverse mortgage. Their spouse is 50, right? Are you only going to qualify on what the 65-year-old makes, or will you include the 50-year-old's income as well?
So we can include the 50-year-old's income. Now, it's going to be the qualification, how much money they can get, is going to be based on the age of the younger homeowner. And so instead of 50%, now you're probably looking at 35%, 40%.
Gotcha.
We can still use both incomes, but when it comes to how much money they get, it's based on the age of the youngest homeowner.
But they will use their income, though, which can be really good. You know, say somebody's 55,
yes.
right, and the other one's 65. That's really good. I didn't realize that. You are amazing, and there's just so many details and so much to know, and it's great because you're in good hands to call Steve because you know it and you know all the ins and outs. So that's,
I appreciate that.
It's almost like a no-brainer. These reverse mortgages are such a wonderful financial tool that many people aren't
thinking
about.
I always talk to people within the industry and even our own employees, and I say, you know, in the next 20 years, reverse mortgages are going to be just commonplace. You know, the conversation at the dinner table is going to be, you know, where did you get your reverse mortgage? Where did you get your reverse mortgage? Who'd you use? It's a need that's not going away, and all the data and all the stats points to home equity being where the bulk of Americans'
right.
net worth lies. And so
right.
the ability to use programs like the reverse mortgage to incorporate that wealth within the home is a total game changer, and it's going to continue to be a game changer.
Right. It makes sense. Makes complete sense. So this is, let's see, fantastic. So is there anything else you want to add to this? This has been very, very informative.
I mean, I think, you know, the best way to become educated is one-on-one. And so I would encourage anybody that wants to learn more or wants to understand, you know, better how to utilize the wealth in your home to create a better retirement, to contact me. Website is the easiest way to contact me, morewithsless, just like my last name, .com. On the website, you can schedule a call with me. You can shoot me an email. You can direct message me. There's a live chat, and through social media. So if you go to Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, I'm on every social media platform, at More With Sless. That's my tag on every social media site. Follow me, too. Follow my page. I put out relevant content regarding retirement and home equity every single day. There's testimonials from people who have worked with me. There's testimonials from people who have come out to my seminars that I hold in the Mid-Atlantic area. Testimonials from other speaking engagements that I've had about retirement and just motivational speaking. That's the best way to become educated. I highly encourage anybody that's interested to reach out to me, and I'm happy to schedule a call and talk through it with you.
I love it. Fantastic. Yeah, we'll have to have – this is just getting the word out is really important, very, very important. And,
absolutely.
I did not know that there were 10,000 – baby boomers a day.
10,000 turning 65 every day. And that number is
65, that's
filling.
Amazing.
You know, we're in a period of time right now where the bulk number of baby boomers that's going to be retiring is going to be within the next 5 to 10 years. You know, and they have a need. And that need can be filled utilizing home wealth.
Wow. You're listening to Steve Sless. This is Realty Universal Radio. I'm Natalie Mullinex. Talking about reverse mortgages and allowing you to age in place. And they are amazing with reverse mortgages. You not only get to utilize the equity in your home, you also can have a credit line set up. You can also have the plan set up where your money's going to grow, and then you can utilize that money, and the money can even grow to more than what your house is worth. Amazing. And then it's just a no-brainer. We're just about the end of it, but what the average age, people are retiring a lot later now, aren't they? Pretty much is what I've heard.
So I find people are definitely working later, and it's because, you know, they don't have enough money saved. They can't retire early. You know, I think most people would love to retire in their young 60s. I find most of my clientele, they're working as long as they can, you know, just into their 70s, into their 80s. And even if
right.
they're not full-time jobs, you know, there's a lot of baby boomers that are getting gig jobs now. They're either driving Uber or Lyft, or they're doing some sort of other short-term gig to just provide them with enough cash flow to get through retirement.
The extra, and some want to just get out and do it. So, wow, Steve, we have to have you back on in the next couple of months, and I'd love to get in there at one of the conventions with you, or open you up to the members as well, which members will hear on here, because it's a no-brainer. And we have people get used to thinking in one way, right? And you're right about changing the mindset and education. It's all about learning.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.